classic there. Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. A number 13 for the band when they released it back in 1980. Got to number one in the indie charts. Just brilliant. Before that, a slightly butchered version, I will hold my hands up to that, of the Nothing But Thieves track, Do You Love Me Yet? They swear a lot in it. I had to get rid of them. Taken from this year's Dead Club City album, which came out in June, got to number one. And then we started there with Get a Move On by Mr. Scruff. From the album Keep It Unreal, got to 139 in the UK singles charts, but he gets number 27 in the UK indie charts back in 1999. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM. I might have said it's the last Thursday of 2023.
Words are flowing out like endless rain. Slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
special in the universe? Or are we an example of many, many civilizations that have emerged, many, many different life forms?
Album The Beatles Across the Universe, released back in 1969. Lennon hated, they loved the song, but hated all of the versions the Beatles recorded of it. Actually accused McCartney of sabotaging it in the way that he just let it be loose and everything. It's been covered many times. Bowie did it with a certain Mr. Lennon on backing vocals. One of my favourite versions that I think was used in a television advert was the Rufus Wainwright version, which I think is a superb version of it, it must be said. Yeah, it's good. Then you heard from the album Snivelization, Orbital, and Are We Here? Who Are They? Sampling the Specials and featuring Alison Goldfrapp on vocals. She of Goldfrapp, not surprisingly. That came out in 1994. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM, the last Bumper to Bumper of 2023.
thinks that well. Not like the shaven mirror hanging up inside your cell. I didn't call you here to tell you, I didn't call you here at all. Cause I'm talking to myself again, and yeah, talking to the wall. Don't let me down. On the first day of the year, cause then we'd be quite legendary. Could you volunteer?
that little section, with Queen to the Stone Age, Threes and Sevens, taken from their album Era Vulgaris. That was released as a single in 2007, getting number 19 in the UK charts. Finally got to see Queen to the Stone Age live this year. Look at that, over an hour and 20 into the show, and that's the first band that I've mentioned seeing live, despite the fact that I have seen some of the other bands that we played tonight live. Then The Wonder Stuff and Don't Let Me Down Gently, taken from the album Hup. That was a single in 1989, getting to number 19 in the charts. Band still playing live today. Been a long time. No, it hasn't been that long. I was going to say it's been a long time since they've released new music, but that's not actually true. It just feels like a long time since the last album. Better Being Lucky was the last album. Now I Look, 2019, that came out. So not that long at all. And then Weezer, Buddy Holly, taken from the Blue album. That was a single back in 1994, getting to number 12 in the UK charts. Weezer are definitely still playing. I've managed to miss seeing them whenever they played live over here, for many reasons. I was meant to be seeing them when Green Day did the tour with Fall Out Boy and Weezer, and then they moved it to Glastonbury weekend. Green Day keep playing Glastonbury weekend. Stop doing that. That's all I say. But yes, Weezer, will I ever get to see them live? Who knows? But there you go, a band I haven't seen live. This is Bumper to Bumper.
Ginger hair and the way you like to dress. myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you do, and in my head I make a picture.
Goes. just felt like saying that in the, like a pirate then, for some strange reason. But I didn't, so there's the bonus for everyone. Taken from the band's self-titled album. That was originally released in 1988, when it got to number 59 in the charts. Went on to reach number 13 when it was re-released back in the 90s. Then the Zootons and Valerie. Probably better known by another singer, but they did the original, they wrote it, and it's still got to number 9 in the charts for them, taken from their album Tired of Hanging Around. That was a single in 2006. Finally, Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis, taken from their album Costello Music. That was a single in 2006, getting to number 5 for the band.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Should Coco, that was a single in 1995, get into number two for the band. You then heard Something Good Can Work from Two Door Cinema Club. I think that was the debut single. It came out on their album Tourist History. It was released as a single in 2009. Got to number 56 in the charts. I might have mentioned I saw them when they were backed by a drum machine at Glastonbury in a small tent. And very enjoyable they were then as well. And then Flux by Bloc Party, taken from the album A Week in the City. Well, in the re-release. It was a standalone single at first, I believe. I've got some CDs of it. I know that much. I like it. It's a great song. Got to number 8 in the charts. Right, you've been listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. This has been Bumper to Bumper, the last one of 2023. We're going to finish off with those dancey-type songs I mentioned. Chemical Brothers, The Private Psychedelic Reel, taken from the album Dig Your Own Hole and released as a single in 1997. And then we're going to finish with Faithless and God is a DJ from the album Sunday 8pm. This was a single in 1998. just have time to wish you all a very happy new year, and I'll see you in 2024.
is my church. This is where I heal my hurts. It's in natural grace, or watching young life shape. It's in minor keys, solutions and remedies. Enemies becoming friends when bitterness ends. This is my church. This is my church.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.